This is the Funky Gamer Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello there. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Funky Gamer Podcast, a gaming podcast from a bunch of wannabe somebody yet still nobody British dudes who think they know stuff. I'm your host, Ricky James, and this is episode 33. In this week's show, we'll be discussing the launch of a new Rockstar service. BioWare have also spoken about its future for Anthem, aka Anthem Lite, and we follow up with some Borderlands news too. All that coming up, along with the usual banter and extra stuff, to delve into everything. Here with me, as always, my co-host, Mr. Chris Wright. How fought greater does one feel this day?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
You are good, I hope so. Thank you for being here, as always.
All right.
And to his left, my right, or something like that, the Geordie one, Mr. David Moore is here. Hello to you, your read pet.
Gentlemen, all right.
And sounding different.
Sounding very different, I hope.
Give us a chorus, please.
No.
Okay. It was worth a shout, right?
Yeah, God loves a tryer.
I think, he certainly does. I think I asked Chris to do the same.
Did he see the sim?
I don't know. I honestly can't remember. Go back and listen to like episode 10. Tell me. Somebody tell me. Nonetheless, thank you to you both for being here. Chris, I'm guessing you've had a fun week?
I don't know. It's been a bit of a blur this week, to be honest.
Have you been drunk this weekend?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that usually alludes to the idea that you probably were.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Nonetheless. And what about you, Dave? You had a fun week?
It's been interesting. Back to university, so adjusting the mindset of after however many months sitting, playing on PlayStation and tidying the house and making tea and stuff like that, you know?
So yeah, you've got to actually do some work now.
I know.
Well, yeah, you've also had a bunch of new stuff turn up, as we briefly discussed there, so that's all good.
Oh, yes.
It's wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, thank you both for being here, as always, chaps. Let's move into our first segment. What are you playing? How about that?
Aye.
What are you playing?
Okay, I'm going to open this up by openly admitting that I have played basically nothing this week. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's a little bit disappointing. That was a little bit disappointing.
It's been a little bit busy, but there's some other stuff that we're going to have a bit of a brief chat about. But before we do that, let's go to Dave. We'll go to you first. What the hell have you been on with? You been playing anything new since last week?
I had a little shot of Destiny 2 this morning before I went to university. And other than that, I've been knee deep in setting all the stuff I bought. So
getting your podcast sorted.
Pretty much, yeah. Not a lot of time for gaming. Which is really bad, saying this is a gaming podcast.
So is it on me to save this whole gaming segment of this podcast?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay quiet and pretend I've got nothing to do with this.
Oh, okay.
Chris, go on then. Tell us what you've been on with. Please say it's a lot.
I finished Control this week.
Oh my God, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what's going on?
Not a clue. Still absolutely no idea.
Did you defeat the worm?
I didn't actually defeat the worm. I got bored of the worm and just moved on with my life. Thankfully, you didn't need to beat the worm to finish the game.
Well, that's good news for you.
It is. It really is. Otherwise, I'd never have done it.
What's your verdict then? Tell us.
I wish I could tell you. It was an interesting playthrough, but I have no idea what actually happened in the entire story at all.
Okay. So, what about based on gameplay? Like, you had fun with it? I don't know. You must be able to rate it in some way, even if you didn't understand the story. Knock points off.
Did I have fun? No.
Sounds like you're just questioning this now.
I really am. I guess I played it and completed it, and still, I thought that the end of the game would give me some sort of closure, and I don't think it did. But if somebody out there knows what the hell happened at the end of that game, then please enlighten me.
I'm going to pick this up, I think, because I want to play it. I really want to see if I can make sense of the story, just so I can make you feel stupid, to be honest.
I'd love it if you could.
It can't be that bad. It's a Remedy game. It might be a bit psychological and a bit out there, but they usually have some kind of sense to them.
Yes, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on completing Control and having absolutely no opinion of it.
Yeah, it's not that I don't have opinion. It's just that I don't have a clue what happened. It's fun enough to play through, and it's honestly, some of the powers you get later on in the game are fun to play with.
Well, it must have been worth it because you saw it to the end, so.
Yes, I did. There was even a post-credits sort of half-hour extra bit.
Really? Like an episode?
Yes, there is.
That's very Remedy.
So yeah. Once you hit the end of the game, that's not the end of the game. You have to play through, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so I'll just stop talking about it then.
Oh, okay. Now you've left it on an intriguing point. I'm really going to have to pick that up, I think. Did you manage to play anything else, or was it all control-focused?
I've managed to squeeze in some Pro Evolution Soccer again this week with my mate playing through the Master League campaign. That's going all right. Still good fun. Hit some of the COD beta over the weekend, which I am still really enjoying.
Excellent. When does it leave beta? When's it out?
The beta ended over the weekend. It ended, I think it ends tonight, actually, as we record this. So I'm not going to have any time on it now. It's out.
I missed it, didn't I?
Yeah, it's out in, I'm going to say a month's time, because I can't quite think when it is. I've got it written on a calendar, but I can't remember.
Who the hell uses a cat written?
Yes.
You have a physical calendar?
Yes, I have a physical calendar.
Does somebody get you one as a Christmas present every year with all important birthdays?
Absolutely. And I add gaming releases.
Grand's birthday, granddad's birthday. Uncle Bill goes to Bulgaria.
Add gaming releases to it, yeah. Just so I know what's going on through the year, otherwise I'd be absolutely clueless.
That's crazy. It's not like they give you one on your phone or anything, though, right?
No. Who uses their phone calendar?
Who uses a physical calendar? Tell you what, let's put it to the listeners. Do you use your phone calendar, your normal calendar, physical calendar?
Phone calendar.
Okay, I've also played some FIFA 20.
Do you know what? I was just about to ask you, considering you've played PES and you're a big fan of that series, whether you'd actually played any FIFA.
I have played some FIFA, yes, and it is more littered with microtransactions than I ever could have imagined this year. Well done, EA.
How does that make you feel? You know,
I'm not surprised. I'm a little bit... I don't know. Sorry for those that buy FIFA year on year.
Right.
Because this year they've added the Volta mode, which is sort of FIFA Street of old. Mm-hmm. They've given you obviously smaller five-a-side pitches to play on and do tricks and skills. And they've added an entire wardrobe of clothes that you can purchase with in-game money or your own money.
More surprise mechanics.
Yes, absolutely. They're not so much of a surprise. I did look at the ratios for loot boxes. Sorry, surprise boxes.
Okay.
Through the course of the week, and the percentage of you getting somebody decent is shocking.
Of course it is.
It's absolutely terrible.
Well, that would be in favor of you as a player. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You can look at the percentage of you getting sort of a top tier gold player, and honestly, I think it is in the low teens.
Oh dear. Right. Well, of course, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole anyway, but I'm absolutely 1,000% not touching it with several barge poles at this point, just because of that.
You never would.
Or even anybody else's barge pole.
No. Nobody. Who has a barge pole? That's a question.
Someone who works on a barge?
Yeah, barge people.
That's okay. Very sound points from both of you there. Well done. Okay, so... In terms of, what I was going to say is if you don't know a hell of a lot about this, and especially with regards to the UK and how they're approaching loot boxes, now go listen to last week's episode because we go into the report that has just been released in the last couple of weeks. If you want more detail on that, you can find it there. Before we move on, thanks for that, by the way, guys.
Okay.
We will
good.
Talk about, I've got one thing here. I say I've played nothing this week. I've had a go of, and I'm about to cringe as I say this out loud, some iPad games because as... You will know, both of you actually, and most people will know, Apple Arcade dropped this week.
Yeah.
Have either of you two got this outside of me?
I actually have, yes.
Not yet.
So Dave's not got it yet, Chris has.
Yeah.
Dave, you know, I think you said you were going to give it a go?
Yeah, I was definitely going to pick it up because I see him Frogger, which looked quite cool.
Frogger is ridiculous.
You've played it?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome, man. What else have you played then, Chris, in terms of... Because there's 100 plus games on there. There's a lot to go through.
Okay, I have downloaded 8 games. The one that is getting my most time right now is called Assemble with Care.
I've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Which is surprisingly good and a little bit therapeutic at the same time.
Really? I've got it. I think I may even have downloaded it. I just haven't played it.
Yeah, see, so essentially you're a handy woman and you go around town fixing other people's stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it involves taking things apart and putting them back together, obviously using the touchscreen mechanics, and you've got to sort of pick your way through what needs to go where, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. That's also featured, I think.
Yes.
As are many games, actually, thinking about it. There's now a tab in the App Store if you updated to the latest iOS version, but I have played a game that I'm now blanking on the name of. It's the one that reminds everyone of Zelda.
Oh, Oceanhorn 2.
That's the one. I've played probably about an hour of that. Man, that's a really good game as well.
It looks really good as well.
How pretty. It's literally
it's very nice.
Past the Switch. No offense.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Graphically stunning. Yeah.
Incredible game. And for the value as well,
yes.
$4.99, I think it is a month.
With a free month first off.
Yeah, you get a free month. Although I will say, I went to cancel my trial because I don't want to pay for it when it comes out, at least not straight away. I'm not in a position to, but I went to cancel it. They basically told me if I cancel the subscription, I instantly lose access to the trial.
Oh.
Don't do it, Reggie. Don't do it.
So I set a calendar on my phone.
Who uses a calendar on the phone?
So that I get a reminder to tell me to cancel like the day before it's due to renew. So, or the 2 days before, I'm not too sure. Anyway, yeah, if you've got an Apple device, go check out Apple Arcade. There's a lot of games on there. Anything else you want to maybe plug or talk about that you had a look at?
There was a few announced from Sega as well in the form of a Sonic Team Sonic Racing, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's Sonic Racing on there.
Which I thought was a bit of a, yeah. And I think I seen Capcom in the list as well, so it would be interesting to see what Capcom bring to it.
Some fairly big developers that are making apps or game apps for iOS now. Yep. It's quite incredible thinking about it.
There is another little game called Pinball Wizard, which has been my other pretty much go-to game across the course of the week.
Oh, okay. Let me just ask, with regards to stuff like that, it sound, when you say Pinball Wizard, it sounds like that kind of Candy Crush style game where, you know, you're doing a repetitive thing.
No, you are actually playing pinball with a wizard.
Awesome. So what I'm trying to get at is, have you found any microtransactions and stuff baked into any of these games?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well played, Abel. Well played.
How very interesting as well, considering when you look at that and it's like, video games on console are doing the opposite.
Yeah, there's no microtransactions, no in-game ads or anything like that. It's all part of the $4.99 fun bundle.
Wow, okay.
Or fundle.
A fundle. Oh my God. If I'd have said that, you'd have told me to get out.
Would I though?
Nope. Maybe. I don't know.
Get your coat.
Right. Let's move on, chaps. There is a Xbox streamer. I think we just wanted to quickly plug tomorrow, Inside Xbox, which is their, I don't know. They don't really do it on a regular schedule. It's just when they feel like it. But it's their platform to announce new things when it's not E3 and stuff.
Oh, there's the PlayStation thing as well. What a state we're in. Sorry, State of Play.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's quite sneaky because Microsoft's is 2 hours after Sony's.
Oh, nice.
Was it done deliberately? We'll never know.
Maybe, but that's a very good question. Let's see exactly what the contents of both of those streams are. We'll talk about it. Will it be next week now? Yes, next week.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to sit down and have a full discussion about this because as of the time of recording, this is tomorrow. This is taking place. So all we know is that the presentation itself is going to include some stuff to do with Outer Worlds, which is a recently released game on the platform, I think.
Don't think it's out. Not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, so yeah, I think you can preload it and it's part of Game Pass as well.
Yeah.
More information we're getting about the Project xCloud service that's about to release in November time, I think. And they're also showcasing some other games. They've quoted Atlas, DayZ, Hitman 2, After Party and Code Vein, Felix the Reaper, and also The Children of Morta? Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Well, we'll go with that. I've never heard of the last couple.
That Felix the Reaper sounds quite interesting, actually. Apparently, it's a 3D shadow manipulation game about making people die.
Wow. That's a unique concept.
Like a right barrel of laughs.
Yes, for the lighthearted in all of us, I think. Maybe see what they plug regards to that on their actual stream. Yeah. It sounds interesting on the concept of it. So that's taking place tomorrow or today, the day release. If you're listening to this on day of release, 24th of September, then this will be available at some point in your region. You'll have to check Xbox's social platforms for the times and stuff. But that's taking place, as is Sony's State of Play. So we'll have more information on that next week. Okay, before we move on to the news and discussion here, we do have some Xbox Game Pass updates that have dropped within the last month or so. So I think Dave's got some information on that. Do you want to tell us all about that?
Yep, as of September the 19th, Jump Force has been added, which is something I did have a little bit of interest in, but I wasn't going to pay for it. So now it's free. I shall be checking that out.
You haven't played it yet?
No, not yet. I've downloaded it. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which I was playing a little bit with you last night, but like literally 5 minutes, not even any length of time to make any comment on it, to be fair.
Oh, this is when we were doing some tests on your audio and stuff.
And then on the 26th, we have Bard North and Dirt Rally 2.0 and Lego Worlds.
Okay.
And that is it for the Game Pass.
Very nice indeed. Any of those sound appealing to you? If you've already got Game Pass, well, it'd be silly of you not to check them out. Let's face it, wouldn't it? I think I'll probably have a look at the Lego game specifically just to see whether that's any good. I'm quite a big fan of the Lego games.
I've played it on the Switch. It was all right, actually, because I bought it for my daughter.
Oh, right. Okay. So
it's kind of like Lego Minecraft, so to speak.
Really? Does it switch it up in any way? Is this still like a main campaign and stuff? Or
I think it's just a bit of both. I didn't really get delve too much. I was just helping her build a few things. I'll go and get the bin and we'll go and ask her.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's not do that.
I know.
But I know. I will check it out, I think, on Xbox Game Pass. Maybe that's something for me to check out for next week. Okay. Right. Let's move on to the news, I think, chaps, unless you got anything else you want to add for what are you playing?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Okie dokie. Right. In which case, let's get straight on with this.
Funky Gamer News and Discussion.
So we've got Borderlands 3 has done unbelievably well, despite of all the controversy surrounding Epic Games.
Despite us three not buying it.
Yes.
It's reportedly sold over 5 million copies in its first week.
Does this surprise you, really?
No. There's been a lot of people waiting for Borderlands 3 for a long time.
Yeah, the hype train was fully up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, they hyped it up from, like, literally Randy Pitchford in his magic scenarios all the way up to launch with the...
Yep.
Like the advertising and stuff I was seeing across YouTube and everything. It does look amazing.
But there's also some other impressive figures, because it beats any other 2K game sales by 2. So it's like its biggest ever selling game. It's also the fastest selling game in 2K's history.
Yeah, that's impressive for them, really. And especially given this next fact.
And 70% of them sales were digital. And it's the highest percent of digital sales ever, apparently. So...
Do you remember when Microsoft wanted to make an all digital platform and everybody rebelled?
The backlash was unbelievable for that.
And now we're getting statistics like 70% of Borderlands 3 was sold digitally.
Not bad going, is it?
Mm-hmm. Mad.
Surprising? It's not surprising, not to me. I don't think so anyway.
No, it's the way it's going, to be fair. Mm. We've also got a lovely little quote from the president of 2K Games.
Ooh, put in your best voice.
You're joking, aren't you?
This is his best voice.
This is my best voice. So for those who've never heard this guy speak in Geordie, he doesn't speak in Geordie, but this is it.
Go for it.
So he's immensely grateful to everyone who played the role in making Borderlands the series global pop culture phenomenon that it is today, including hundreds of developers at Gearbox and many who've made their lives work. They also want to thank the community. Mayhem doesn't happen by itself, apparently. No, Randy has his foot in it, hand in it even. That's how
he's the Mayhem Chief.
Mayhem Chief. He's thanking everybody for the passion for the series and what drives them to make an amazing experience, apparently. So,
yeah, well, being modest, I see.
It's nice to hear the support, I suppose.
It does look really good. I still haven't picked it up, but yet, everything that I've seen just looks amazing. Like, have either of you seen anything extensive regarding the game itself, outside of playing it, of course?
You know, I actually haven't.
I've watched a little bit on Twitch. I watched a few streamers playing it on Twitch and it looks insane. But I'm like, I can't watch too much because I want to play it. I don't want to give too much away.
Well, that's half the reason I haven't looked too much into it. It's because I don't want to spoil anything for myself.
I was on the fence a little bit with it. I will get it, but...
I think I might be being a bit ignorant. Like, I've not been playing the game like from day one, so I've not experienced any of these weird problems that everybody... That surrounds the controversy that 2K find themselves in with regards to... Borderlands 3. But I think that's probably why that's not impacting me. I'm still really looking forward to playing Borderlands 3. Yeah. And I don't know why. I feel like I'm in a real minority.
Well, clearly not.
Yeah, I was going to say, this news kind of suggests otherwise. Do you think you'd be picking this up, Chris? Are you going
to
get it?
I still don't know. I've got a fair few other games to play through. I've still got Gears 5 to complete, for God's sake. Once I've done that, I might be able to move on with my life.
Yes. Have you played any much more of that, by the way?
No, I've been trying to complete Control for the last week.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yeah. You would have no doubt mentioned it if you had have completed it anyway. So,
yes, I will now move on to Gears 5.
Yes. Okay, well, fair enough. We'll talk about that next week. Spoilers. Any other thoughts on this? I think it's obviously good for Gearbox and good for Borderlands. Obviously, the controversy is bad. Unfortunate, maybe. I think I'll still pick this game up, though, and congratulations to them, of course. What about you two?
Yeah, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I'll pick it up at some point, I think, definitely.
Well, will you be doing it on the next platform that Chris is about to talk about?
As if the PC hasn't got enough game launchers, Rockstar have put their ore in.
Their ore? Is that a euphemism?
It wasn't meant to be.
No.
It is now.
It definitely is now. So Rockstar Games have announced their new launcher for PC. Hello, PC people. This is your little bit.
Hello. Look at that. Hi. Chris is acknowledging you.
So Rockstar, across the course of the week, have announced that it will have its own game launcher. So it'll join the likes of Steam, Bethesda, Epic, Activision, and I don't know, there's probably some others we've missed off this list.
You need more launchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ubisoft.
Oh, Ubisoft as well. I've forgotten about them.
Oh, yeah.
Who could forget about those guys?
Me too.
Everybody. It allows players to access Rockstar games in one place, regardless of where they were purchased.
That's cool. That is a cool feature.
A unique take on their launch of that. I think we'll chat about that in just a second. We've got all the shiz reeled off.
Yes, as of right now, it's only available on Windows. You get a free copy of a GTA game when you register for the launcher.
Do you know which one it was, Dave?
San Andreas.
Thank you. San Andreas. So you get a free copy of San Andreas, actually, when you just for downloading the launcher, which is more incentive than anybody's ever given anybody else to download a launcher.
It really is. I wonder if it'll have a basket or a shopping cart.
I think it probably does. Actually, yeah. Oh, maybe we should have looked at that.
Yeah, no research done there.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if it didn't?
That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine if it launches with a basket, though?
Yes. Epic wouldn't be able to, unfortunately.
Everybody remembered Epic. What? How did they do it? What did they do? I don't get it. What's going on?
This does lead to a bigger question, though, which is, I think, that one Dave raised before, not within this podcast to me personally, but Red Dead Redemption 2 for PC, perhaps? Is this not an official announcement, but why the hell else would they be making a push for this?
It's got to be coming, hasn't it? We've waited long enough.
Got to be.
We're approaching a year on that game's release in November.
Yes, all of us console players have moved on with our lives and are bored of Red Dead Redemption. PC players, you have yet to experience the joy and annoyance of Micah.
He was never called Micah.
Did anybody ever find Gary?
No.
Oh, no. But apparently the chap's still looking for him, his buddy.
Yeah, he very much is. He's never going to find him because he's dead somewhere.
Is he? Oh, well.
There's an episode where we talk about that. Let's go and find it. I don't know what it is, unfortunately. I hope it is coming for PC for the reasons Chris has just stated, so that they can experience the joys and annoyances of Micah. And also, I do think that this game is going to look incredible on PC.
Oh, it will. It looked decent on console.
Yep. Oh, unbelievable. Like,
it looked phenomenal on the One X. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it did. So pretty.
Yeah, on a high-end graphics card, it's going to look crazy, I think. So, fingers crossed that we're about to get some kind of announcement or something for that. Just with regards to the point that you can now play any Rockstar game that you bought on any other platform through this launcher, like that sounds like a bit of a game changer to me.
Yeah.
Midnight Club Dub Edition, here I come.
Yeah. It means that you no longer have to have bought something on the Rockstar launcher to play it through that. And it kind of introduces this weird cross-play environment between launchers. That's the only way I can phrase it.
Yeah.
I wonder whether we'll start to see anything like that from Epic Steam. What do you think, guys?
Definitely not.
Definitely not Epic.
No, of course not. They need to sort their shopping basket out first.
Yeah, and Steam will drag their knuckles on anything change-wise.
Although they did something last week, as we spoke about, I think.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Again, go and listen to our podcast episode from last week.
I might do. I have no memory of last week at all.
Right. So anything else on this? It doesn't impact me. We wanted to mention it for mentioning's sake because it's another launcher. And if you're on PC, hell, this is probably going to appeal to you. But I really don't have any other opinion on it. I think it's a great thing that they're doing this whole, you can now play anything that you've bought anywhere else on their launcher. That's a cool thing. I really want to see how that pans out long term, though.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see.
Let's move on to the last news topic, shall we, chaps? Because this is an interesting one. Anthem devs have started to speak again, can you believe? They found their voices and they've decided to give us a quote-unquote update.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, that's what you call it, I suppose, but hey.
Indeed. They have announced that they're ditching the original roadmap for Anthem. It's no longer going to be based on the act structure that they announced.
Did they not ditch that after 3 months?
Yes, they did. Kind of, but not officially until now.
Yeah, now it's official.
Yeah, it's now been officially ditched.
So we have some confirmation on that front. They have said that seasonal updates are going to be replacing the act structure that they had in place. And this was in order to address core issues. You know, that's basically what they've been fixing since day one. Core issues.
Yes, they've been fighting fires since day one.
Yes.
This news comes by way of a blog post from BioWare themselves, in which we will link in the description, by the way. But BioWare's head of live services, a guy called Chad Robertson, not Rob Chaddetson, as I nearly typed when we were typing up these notes.
Easy done.
It certainly is. But he goes on to say that effectively these new seasonal updates will deliver challenges and chases similar to what you've seen and are built around some fun themes that they're bringing to the game. I don't know what that means.
Nobody knows
what that means. But they also go on to say that they hear our concerns on core issues with the game. They're acting on it, and that kind of process requires a more thorough review and reworking of systems versus kind of quick fixes.
Are they aware that most people don't care?
Clearly not.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't keep an eye on like the subreddits or anything for Anthem. For all I know, there's a bustling community out there that I'm being ignorant towards.
You know what? Weirdly, the actual Anthem's subreddit is positive on this one.
Really?
All four people in there.
Yeah, the recent changes have bolstered their community back to double figures, and they're loving it again.
Okay.
It kind of doesn't make sense to me, that, because they really didn't announce anything yet. I've got a couple of other points that we'll add on, but it doesn't really give us any indication. In fact, the last few points I've got here are no real details on what these changes may be, no idea on time frame, etc.
Yes.
It's an update. And yet it seems to be being better received than anything that outlines gameplay. I don't get it.
I think it might be part and parcel to do with the fact that it's just been launched on EA Access. That might have helped it.
Yeah, it's now in Access, isn't it?
Maybe I'm underestimating how many people actually subscribe to that service.
Maybe you are.
I don't want to tell EA that they're doing something good, but it is. It's a decent deal.
Yes, it is. Yes.
For what it is.
Yeah, EA Access is, definitely.
Which saddens me. Have you got it on PlayStation now? Because that's a new thing, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, I haven't. No, I've still got it on Xbox because there are more games on the Xbox EA Access service than the PlayStation.
Quite right. Did Anthem come to both platforms?
Yes.
Okay, so that wouldn't have really impacted your decision in this case, but okay.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't know where this is going to go. I mean, it seems to, as you've alluded to there, Chris, seems to be something that's being received rather positively. However, we've got to remember that a month ago, their lead, Ben Irving, actually walked out of the studio. I say walked out, that's got a negative connotation. He left the studio on decent terms. I don't know, how do you think they're going to handle this going forward, especially given the fact they've given us absolutely no detail? Any ideas or speculation, perhaps?
I wish I knew. I don't think they know. Let's be honest, that's why this update is so vague.
Yeah, it seems to be the consensus.
Yeah, we say that every time, I think, when we talk about how we're Anthem is perceived, especially by BioWare themselves. We don't really think, based on at least how they're handling their PR and stuff, they don't really have much of a clue.
Yeah. When they say seasonal, do they mean spring, summer, autumn, winter, or not?
I think they just mean winter.
2025.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're going down the Forza Horizon route. They're just introducing seasons. I don't know, maybe that could work in something like Anthem. As daft as that sounds, have a summer and then...
Yeah.
A winter, and it would change the landscape and also the kind of thing that they teased about the original game, really.
The Cataclysm was supposed to change the landscape, and I don't think it did. It was more of a tropical thunderstorm.
Yeah, that's the impression I got.
Yeah, and it wasn't... Was it dynamic? So did it move over parts of the map that existed before Cataclysm, or was it like a new part of the map that was just constantly in a storm?
It was the same map you had from day one.
So they kind of, it was dynamically rendered.
Yes.
It was just boring. It was like the same thing over and over again.
It was fun initially, but then you sort of hit the wall, and once you hit level 30, and there wasn't really much to grind for.
And the loot system was broken at the time.
Very.
There's still no crafting.
Is there not?
No.
The loot system was very generous, and then it wasn't very generous, and that led people to boycott the game massively.
Just to be clear as well, there is crafting in the game, it's just so limited. Like, it's a bit pointless for them to have their stores in there as well, quite frankly. Even if you can buy stuff through in-game currency, there's literally...
Yeah, there's nothing, was there?
Not a lot that they're offering. There certainly wasn't in 2 months ago when I last played Anthem. As far as I know, they've not added anything to it, so I have absolutely no reason to go back and check it out. I really hope we get some more information, of course. Do you think you guys would give this game another chance if it suddenly saw a resurgence in any way?
I'd like to, because I mean, what I played initially was fun. The flying mechanics worked properly, the shooting mechanics were decent, but there was just not a lot to do.
I agree with that, actually. I thought the flying was simply incredible, and it's probably one of the reasons.
Yeah, if they have more stuff, then yeah, I'll gladly go back and have a look.
Any ideas as to what would what you'd like to do in that game other than fly? Like, what would make you go, yeah, I'd really love to do this in Anthem?
I genuinely can't think.
No, fair enough. To be honest, it is an on-the-spot question, and I don't have an answer. What about you, Dave?
They needed to implement a few things, like have the Strider in-world, I thought, like as a hub, as opposed to going... I know they've fixed some of the issues about going back to Fort Tarsus or whatever it was called, but
yeah,
you should have been able to stay out in the world all the time.
Yeah, I think there was an original idea, wasn't it, for them to have that?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was one of its biggest problems, the fact that George you out of the game and did this and did that. But like Chris says, once you hit that level 30 cap, then there wasn't really a lot of content after that. So
the thing is, with that Strider, I 100% agree that would have been so much better.
Yeah.
But I sit there and think, we have to go back to the tower every time we want to hand something in Destiny.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the same thing.
But it didn't feel as jarring in Destiny.
But saying that, the change of that, because once you actually pick your quests up from your vendors, you could actually finish the quest off in your inventory. And only time you had to go back to the tower was to cash in engrams.
Oh, okay. So they seems like they made some improvements to that system.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I quite like having a place like that, that's a little hub to go back to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it, you know, breaks up the action and makes you feel like you're not just constantly fighting stuff. It's a respite and you're safe kind of thing. You know, it's a bit of a psychological problem, I think. But yeah, I think that would be a good idea, have something like that out in the world.
Saying that, they're talking about Destiny. Destiny 2 goes free next week.
Is it next week?
Yes.
Yay! The 5th, I believe, is it, when Shadowkeep falls?
Yeah.
So does it include everything up to Shadowkeep?
Yes. You have to pay 30, I think it's 30 quid for Shadowkeep.
Right. What it actually is you get a base game, Curse of Osiris, Warmind, and Forsaken will be dropped at half price.
I see.
But what they've actually done is they've changed the game up completely, so now you don't need to purchase a full season. You can jump in and out at any time you want, which is a better way to do it. And obviously the base game's now free, so Chris could pick it up and just go, I might try this set of DLC out. As opposed to spending £50-60 on a full season.
That's pretty cool.
That seemed to be handing you it in smaller chunks, which is going to bring a lot of people back to Destiny.
Should do.
I wonder whether BioWare will take a leaf out of their book.
God knows. I know we've gone off on a bit of a Destiny tangent here, but their roadmap, they've said basically Destiny 2 is not going anywhere for the next 4 or 5 years. So they're not moving forward with Destiny 3. They're just going to make world improvements and make the game better.
That's a good idea. And I think that's how it should be. Yeah. Like nobody, there's supposed to always be a long-term plan for these games. And believe it or not, whilst it is Destiny 2, it absolutely holds some relevance in the context of at least Anthem.
To go off on another gaming tangent, you've only got to look at Rainbow Six Siege. That's still going.
Growing an online service.
Yeah.
Yeah, that come back from the dead, that game.
So there is hope out there, and obviously BioWare seem to be at least...
Trying?
Yeah, trying. They're not only trying, but they are still behind it. Thing is, we're having to take people's word for stuff, and that doesn't always add up. But I'd like to think that they're telling the truth here and that this game will make some kind of resurgence. We'll keep covering it. As soon as we hear new stuff, we will keep covering it.
Yep.
But that's an update for now. Okay, chaps, unless you got anything else that you want to talk about, might as well just call this the tangent section. It's all good.
Why not? No, I think I'm done. I'm done on this little bit.
I was going to say, you're not done yet, Chris, are you? Because
I know, yeah, no. I am really...
We have your...
My thingy coming up shortly.
Let's move on to that then, shall we? Well, the magical, whimsical awesomeness that is Chris's Corner.
It's time for Chris's Corner.
You say all that, but honestly, it's a little bit dark. I should put some new lights in here. It might help.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to go a bit dark with it. I was on the edge of my seat there going, oh, this sounds interesting. I'm disappointed now, Chris. You're talking about lights? Come on.
I did too.
I know. It wasn't where I was expected to go either. Anyway, let's move on. The Last of Us 2 has another rumoured release date, but this one looks a little bit more solid than the last rumoured release date.
Right.
There has been box art and other bits and pieces out in circulation across the course of the last week.
Ooh, where did this drop? Is it a Reddit thing?
It's a Reddit thing. There's a German retailer who has listed it on their site as releasing February 2020.
Ooh, shout out if you're listening from Germany.
The end of February is what we're looking at.
Okay, so within the next 6 months then?
Yes, thank God. It's been too long.
I wonder whether we'll get an announcement tomorrow.
Yes, they are saying that there's going to be a bit of Last of Us 2 in this whole state of play that's due tomorrow, today, if you're listening. Or previously, if you are listening to this later in the week.
Okay, let's not confuse things, but I understand what you're saying.
Good, I'm glad.
Very considerate of you, might I say, add as well.
I do try.
I think it sounds more like, thing is, if it's in February, like I don't think this is an ideal opportunity, really, for them to announce it tomorrow.
You don't think it is?
No, sorry, I do. Apologies. I was going to say something about what I didn't think, but then I said something about what I did.
Right. Okay. You can see how I get confused.
Yes, of course. Apologies. No, what I mean is, yes, I absolutely think that we're going to be hearing something about this tomorrow, because it's like the only time Sony, they're not at E3. Why would they just announce something randomly in December? This is a yearly event for them.
Yeah, it has to happen.
Yep, definitely.
And I want it to. So hopefully we'll be talking about The Last of Us 2 next week.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Cool.
Me too.
Still haven't played the original.
Oh, Dave, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good.
I haven't completed it. I've said this a number of times.
I may try and make that a thing by next week.
All right. Challenge accepted.
Oh, I have both played and completed the first game. Thank you.
Of course you have. You rewrote the ending and then played that.
Yes, that would have been nice.
Yes, maybe. Well, let's not spoil it, because it's controversial nonetheless as it is. We hope to be talking about The Last of Us 2 next week as well, of course.
Please, Sony, please give us something decent from this state of play.
God damn it, they need to. They weren't at E3.
And the last state of play was massively disappointing.
Exactly. They have to prove themselves now.
Yes.
Sony, from us to you, do it. Do it now.
Oh yeah, that'll make them do it.
They listen.
Okay, moving on. My now seemingly weekly Fortnite mention.
Ah, where's my bucket?
But this week, dear God, this week Fortnite have added Batman to their game modes.
It's kind of cool.
It's Batman's birthday, though. It's 80 years.
Yeah, there's a Batman crossover event in Fortnite, and they've added Gotham and, a few other nods to the DC universe, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I really dislike Fortnite as a concept, but then they go and do really weird things like this that makes me go, oh, no.
They do these really cool things.
You love Batman, don't you?
Yeah, they've done it a couple of things. To be honest, anything comic related. Like, I'm a massive fan of The Flash as well. Like, a huge fan of The Flash. But I'd love to see if they did something like that, like a crossover with those, because there's a new season of The Flash coming out in October. So you never know. Some of that kind of thing just makes me generally want to pick up Fortnite, and for the wrong reasons.
Do it.
No.
No, I know you're not going to. I know you're not going to anyway. It would never happen.
Don't.
Never.
No, that's fine.
Never.
Each to their own.
I'm sorry, never. But it's the thing, if anybody plays Fortnite and you like the Batman, just talk softly to me.
I saw a little gif in the week of Batman. Somebody obviously got the skin for Batman and they were dancing in the alley where his parents died.
Oh, that's definitely dark, Chris. You weren't wrong. It's not just the lights.
Yeah, that's definitely dark.
Yeah, that's where this is going. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Are we ready for this one? I don't think we are.
Does it involve nipples?
It doesn't involve nipples. It involves porn.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Again.
I'd like to have a recurring theme, even though it's not very normal or seemingly, unsafe for work. Not safe.
Just let me get my pen.
Why are you getting a pen?
Just in case you so happen to accidentally reference the name of the porn in question.
Okay, here we go. Are we ready? Brace yourselves. I'm just going to read the headline and then any questions you feel that may arise.
Okay.
Boom,
just throw them at me.
Just throw them at me.
Over 1 million people have masturbated to Borderlands on Pornhub during the launch week.
Is it that good?
I don't think it's actual gameplay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You get to see a woman's hairy claptrap.
Oh, wow. I did not expect you to be so quick coming out with that one.
I'm dancing.
Good job. Well done.
He's just going to get something out of his teeth.
I can't believe this is a thing. I'm going to put my pen away. I don't need it.
You do not?
I'm going to remember Borderlands porn, no problem.
As far as I know, this kind of thing isn't new. It's like the same kind of weird thing with anime, you know, whatever turns you on, whatever floats your boat, right? But this kind of thing seems a bit crazy to me. I don't even know what you'd look for, and I don't really want to. Have you got details?
I've got the list. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you later.
Do you have any links?
You're welcome to go into it.
let's not while we're here, eh?
But you got a list. Why else would you have got a list?
Okay, so the most popular Borderlands Pornhub search references for the week are... I'll just give you the top five because there's a massive list of about 20.
Oh, man.
People are going mental for it. So Borderlands 3, Borderlands Moxie, Borderlands 2, Borderlands Hentai, and Borderlands Lilith.
So Lilith and Moxie.
All valid choices.
Yeah. Why is this happening?
I don't know. Who can say? Who knows what goes on there?
There's part of me that thinks, I don't want to watch it, but for sake of research.
Yes, of course.
Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think it'd ever do anything for me, but you start thinking, what does that even look like?
Yeah, it is a little bit weird.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, here endeth my corner.
Okay. Thanks, Chris, for that.
Not a problem.
I'm scarred.
As ever.
For life.
Aren't we all?
Not yet, you're not. Wait till you check that search out in Pornhub, son.
Right. Whether we follow up on this, that's going to be a discussion for us three between now and next week.
Ricky will.
If Ricky has the most time on his hands, so to speak.
I don't have time. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to add something in. Red Dead Online seems to have a zombie problem.
Well, why?
In the form of people finding zombies around Armadillo. According to a Reddit post, there's actually pictures of this, and we're looking at what looks to be zombies from the Undead Nightmare appearing in the world.
Nice.
There's one guy who took a picture of, and he's put the caption, "I've shot her, she blinked, and her mouth moved. Undead Nightmare confirmed."
What the?
So obviously, while Reddit's going into meltdown, it actually could make perfect sense because we've got Halloween coming up.
Ah, yeah, actually, that's a very good point. They might have taken the concept of the very popular Red Dead zombie mode that was
Undead
in the first
Nightmare,
game.
Wasn't it in the first one?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good idea. Put it in the multiplayer.
It is. Obviously, it's speculation at this moment, but I'll give you the link for the show notes and people can check it out, but definitely zombies.
Please do.
Interesting stuff.
Well, yeah, sorry, I'm just making a note of the zombie link so that we don't forget to add it to our show notes. But yeah, that's awesome. I haven't played Red Dead Online since it was in beta, unfortunately. But I would probably check that out because I really liked Undead Nightmare. I thought that was quality.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Absolute quality. And would you two check this out, maybe?
I'd have to download it again.
If I owned Red Dead Redemption, I might.
Oh, of course. It's a massive game.
It is a massive game.
I take it you just can't just download the online portion?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't think so. I don't think it's like Grand Theft Auto, is it?
Maybe they'll do that, because they've done that with GTA recently, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much to the both of you. For Chris, your corner as always, and Dave, your dig out.
Dave's dugout.
Dave's dugout, not dig out. Well, it is a dugout, is a dig. What? Shut up.
Well done.
Word failure. Right, let's move on to the plugs before we start to wrap this up for the week, shall we?
Plug life.
Okay, let's get this bit out of the way. You can find Funky Gamer pretty much everywhere. Our Facebook page is funkygamer.com/funkygamer. We're also on Twitter at funkygamerblog. I forgot we stopped doing this, but if you actually want to chat to us directly, I am at Ricky James. Chris, you are?
At X_CW.
And Dave, go for it.
At the Pugnutter.
Wonderful. Again, all these in the show notes. You're likely already listening to us via a podcast service or YouTube, perhaps. If not, you can find us pretty much on every major platform. Just search for the Funky Gamer Podcast, and also tell and share with your friends because you're awesome like that. Just quickly, by the way, on the note of podcasts, over the last week, we had some issues with a duplicate feed appearing in Spotify specifically. So if you searched for the Funky Gamer Podcast, you got two results that were identical, but we were listed twice. So I reached out to Spotify to actually get this resolved, which it is. We are now only listed once.
Oh, that's good of them.
Yes, it is. But in doing so, they removed our main feed and kept the duplicate.
Brilliant.
Meaning that we have inadvertently lost a bunch of subscribers.
Oops.
Yeah. So for those of you that are still able to listen to these, still keep tabs on our podcasts, and have noticed that perhaps your Spotify feed has disappeared. Apologies, but you're going to have to resubscribe via that platform. I can't do anything and neither can they. I have fed this back to Spotify in the hope that they'll kind of put some measures in place to prevent this happening to anybody else. But that's the current situation. I'm just kind of having to deal with it. I'm going to put something out on social media this week, but I just wanted to mention it here. So, somewhat annoying, but we're going to have to battle through.
Yeah. So essentially, Spotify just shrugged and said, move on with your life.
Well, it was a deleted feed. They generally, as far as I can tell, they simply can't restore it. I part of me refuses to believe that given the areas I work in and the way that I know technology works, but at the same time...
Recycle bin, right click, open, restore. It's that easy, Spotify. It's that easy.
Exactly. But they don't seem to see it that way. I'm playing to their better nature in order to see whether I can get some further assistance with this. But as of right now, apologies. And again, I'll put it on social media, but you're going to have to resubscribe to Spotify if you listen on there. We haven't disappeared. Spotify did a boo-boo. Right, let's move on to this next stuff. You can check us out on Discord. I'm always going to plug this. See, this is the description itself for an invite code. We'd love to get some more gamers to join our little social community on there. And huge thanks to all the guys that currently sit in there and natter to us, especially the ones that also listen to us on here.
Thank you.
Finally, live streams are going to be returning this week, albeit in a limited capacity. I'm going to be doing one night over the next couple of weeks until Dave eventually joins our lineup. And we've been moving forward to, I think we said it was going to be three nights between the two of us.
Yep.
So we've also got some YouTube projects and stuff in the works. And our podcast videos, if you watch on YouTube, have been updated with some nice, funky custom animations to prevent all your lovely devices from screen burn effectively. So yeah, go check us out on YouTube as well if you like. That's pretty much it. I don't have any peeps to plug this week, namely just due to time, unless you two, either of you two, have got anyone you'd like to mention, known or otherwise, it's up to you.
No, I don't like anybody that much.
No, I have nothing, unfortunately.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Although I may stop pecking you in the next couple of weeks. See whether, I don't know, keep your eye out. Anybody small, large, that kind of thing, you maybe want to talk about them or say, hey, they did this awesome video or they did this awesome piece. That's the kind of thing we're going to be plugging in this part. But nothing for this week. That is me done. Dave, you've already did your little extra bit. Have you got anything further?
I do promise to also get stuck into Zelda Link's Awakening. It's been hijacked by my daughter at the moment because obviously people have seen the tweet.
Ah, yes.
And I did purchase a lovely collector's edition.
Of course. Follow us on Twitter and check that out.
It was promptly hijacked and I was like, here is my daughter playing in Zelda. So,
well, we'll speak to you in that in the coming weeks as I'm sure you managed to get your hands on it. But thank you.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, indeed. And Chris, go.
I've got one more thing.
No way.
Yes, I know. Shocking as it is.
Shocker.
Shock.
All right, leave it. Call of Duty, the new game, the console exclusivity that plagued the last DLCs will not come up in the new game. There will be none of that. It will come out on both consoles simultaneously.
Good.
It's almost like they're learning their lesson here, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Who'd have thought it? Games companies do learn.
It seems to be a few developers learning the lessons, to be fair.
That's very true. What annoys me is it has to get to such a peak for them to actually do anything about it, you know? You've really got a rail on before they'll eventually go, oh, okay, then fine. We'll stop doing this bad practice. Ridiculous. Well then, good news for everybody cross-platform if they play COD. They're going to get all the stuffs at the same time, which I think is good.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
It is cross-platform as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is cross-platform, cross-play.
Right across the board?
Yep.
PC, Xbox, PlayStation?
I actually managed to have a go on that on the beta at the weekend.
All right.
Cross-platform?
It worked very well. Yes, worked very well.
Oh.
Yes.
So did you play with somebody on Xbox or vice versa?
Yes. Somebody on Xbox.
It shows you an icon, doesn't it, next to their names?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. What the format they're playing on.
Yeah.
That is really cool, man.
I must admit, I played the early alpha and I was quite impressed with that, to be fair.
That's awesome. Oh, no, I can't. I can't do it. Can't do COD.
It was one of the first Call of Duties I've had any genuine interest in since Modern Warfare 2.
Which was arguably the biggest one ever.
Yeah, one patch away from perfection online that game. Oh, one patch, and they give up on it.
Activision, sounds like they're making the right decisions there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Indeed. Well, good for everybody, including the both of you. Maybe you two could maybe do some cross-platform, because Chris, you'll undoubtedly get it on PlayStation. Dave, I don't know, maybe it's a bit up in the air with you as to where you'll play it.
It depends who else would be getting it, and well, it doesn't make any difference really now, does it?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It would mean that you could try, man. Don't get it just to try out the crossplay, especially when Chris has already tried it, but still, I think that's an awesome thing.
I shall make a decision on the day.
There we go. Well, I think we'll call it wraps there, unless you've got anything else you want to add before we go, chaps?
I think so. I am definitely done.
Yep, I've got nothing.
Thank you both for being here, as always. I'll speak to you both next week.
Aye.
Cheers.
No problem. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And to be further updated on all things gaming news, reviews, and discussions, stay tuned right here on Yong Gear. I'll see you guys next time. Yong out.